Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, it is that time of year, and if there's one person that I have to say we need to spare a thought for, it is John T. Cantor. No, I'm only joking, but he is the Community Relationship Manager at Pick and Pay Norwood Mall. How is this time of year for you, John T.? Wait, give us 1 second. We just seem to, the line seems a little bit faint. Let's try that again. John T., are you there?
Yes, I am. Morning, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. You can't get much sleep this time of year, surely.
No. Sleep is a foreign concept right now, but It's enjoyable.
No, I'm sure.
It's good, stressful, enjoyable time.
So that is, it really must be, because you're bringing people, Pick and Pay bringing people access to Pesach, all of the items that they need. And in fact, I went into the store about a week and a half ago. It's not something I normally do. I'm not really the shopper. The grocery shop. And my wife asked me to go, and I was dreading it because I hear Pesach stories. And I went into Pick and Pay, and I thought the range was incredible. It was so pleasant and so easy that I don't know what all the fuss is about. Look, maybe I picked a good time to go, but it really was, you've really done your best there, I can see, to make Pesach available, accessible to everybody. Tell us how you've done this.
So we've reached far and wide from Israel to America to Britain to bring in whatever we can for the community. We try to make Pesach as pleasant as possible. That's why we reached so far to get so many products. They have a dedicated aisle which allows for us to have containment so that all of the products are there. So that, when you can walk in, you can take one walk through aisle 16, choose what you want for Pesach, take a walk to the other side of the store where our butchery and our kosher deli and our kosher for Pesach fish shop are, and then you sort it.
So I saw the aisles, the Pesach aisles, which, as I said, I thought were incredible. But the deli, the butchery, all of that is kosher for Pesach as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And when does that happen? When does that change over occur? Or has it already happened?
So the butchery and the fish shop have changed over already for a few weeks now. We wanted to give people some time, so those who prepare early. And our deli is up and running today.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really great to know. The other thing that I noticed that you did, which I thought was also really smart, is it wasn't just the imported goods, that you identified local goods on the green list, and so many of those were available around the Pesach aisle as well, which really I thought was so smart that it was all in one place.
Yeah, we definitely have a beautiful range of local products. A lot of our suppliers have banded together to bring us good kosher products. And we always, Pick and Pay always supports local. It's one of our biggest things.
And I thought that was really incredible. Tell us about some of the initiatives that Pick and Pay has towards community families that might be struggling at these times.
So we have our normal big initiatives with the Chevra Kedisha, where we are sponsoring some food for them as well. We have in store with them some collection points, which we ask people to come and drop off some food that they bought, one or two extra items. But our big project this year is we have our families in distress, where we will be selecting 10 families, and out of those 10 families, we'll be giving them each family a 1,000 rand gift card to come shopping for Pesach to help them out, because we understand that it's quite difficult this time of year, and we wanted to make it easier for them.
So that is really, really incredible. And what we're going to ask listeners to do is, if you know of a family that could use a little bit of help, send an email to Kathy with a K, Kathy at chaifm.com. It will be treated with absolute confidentiality, with absolute respect. Let us know if you know of a family, of a person, of somebody that could do with a little bit of assistance, send that email to Kathy at chaifm.com, and she will hand that over to Pick and Pay and see what we can do about assisting, and they will receive a voucher. Obviously, we might not be able to manage every, and Pick and Pay might not be able to manage every case, but certainly we're going to try, and Pick and Pay is doing their bit to try and assist with what is a difficult time, and Pesach is difficult. Jonty, that must be quite a difficult balance for you guys, wanting to bring in a greater range, but knowing that when you import goods, what type of prices they want there, you are likely, you have to ask.
Yeah, I know, but it is quite difficult because a lot's happening globally that affects prices. But what we do, like we do every year, is we drive our prices down. There are no major margins on any of our goods, so we try to bring them as close to cost as possible, to allow for our customers to make it affordable for them.
And I think that's incredible. So well done to you, really well done to Pick and Pay, not only for the thought that goes into it, for the range that they bring, for trying to keep prices as manageable as possible, knowing the difficulty that many people in the community are facing, many of their customers are facing. They are also involved in an initiative to give back to people in need. So just a reminder there, send an email, kathy@chaifm.com. Absolute discretion is promised. And between Chai FM and Pick and Pay, we will see what we can do. Jonty Cantor, thank you. As always, Community Relationship Manager at Pick and Pay Norwood Mall.